This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
I never knew who else would be attending the meeting. All I knew that Mr. Donald Trump Jr. was willing to meet with me. I could recognize the young gentleman who was only present in the meeting for probably the first 7 to 10 minutes, and then he stood up and left the room. It was Mr. Jared Kushner, and he never came back, by the way. And the other individual who was at the same meeting was always looking at his phone. He was reading something. He never took any active part in the conversation. That was Mr. Manafort.
They had the impression, it appears, that they were going to be told some information that you had about the DNC. How did they get that impression?
It's quite possible that maybe they were looking for such information. They wanted it so badly.
And this morning, she denies claims she is connected to a Russian government effort to aid Donald Trump's presidency.
Have you ever worked for the Russian government? Do you have connections to the Russian government?
Нет. No.
What she was doing, she says, was lobbying against U.S. legislation that imposes sanctions on Russian individuals. Guys, this was a long interview. We are still picking through it. We'll have more through the day.
Makes you wonder. I mean, you really need to go through more. And that's the word for the day, by the way. Your Russian word that you need to know is "нет." Okay, no, and you knew that was coming. This whole deal was such a ruse, and you can appreciate that that the president's son-in-law realized very short in this meeting that this was a nothing burger. He got up and left. Trump Jr. supposedly spent about 25 minutes with her, maybe just out of being, you know, kind, and maybe there was some substance in terms of what she wanted to really deal with, which was about Russian adoptions, right?
Yeah, and it also, I mean, good on NBC that this is the first part they release, because mm-hmm. this is kind of where all the big stuff is, where she's like, I don't work for the Russian government. I don't have anything to do with them. And that's kind of the thing that everybody, like, that goes against them, you know, some of the narratives that they've pushed, and they were like, well, this is the news part, and this is the part we got to get out right away. And so good way to do your job, you know.
Right, exactly. But meanwhile, CNN and MSNBC and the usual, candidates are out there trying to make this into something that is not there. I mean, it's just such a waste of time, Scott. You know, kind of like in our conversation when we were talking with Cheryl Atkinson about the smear, is that they're wasting their time and resources at the expense of we the people, who really need some answers. I mean, we've got some serious issues here to deal with, like North Korea, you know, domestically. What is going on regard to immigration? You know, let's do some good, you know, gumshoe, investigative, hard work reporting here, and be a service to the people instead of being a service to, as Cheryl pointed out, you know, these political operatives that, you know, this is kind of their new religion. This is the religion of government politics, what it's all come down to now. And they are fighting with such fervor and passion. And, you know, and again, this is if you don't know who your God is, you're going to pick up on their God. And next thing you know, you're controlled. And this is what's happening across our country, because people don't want to do the work. And there's almost no excuse anymore, because at every turn there's information. I mean, this is the information age we live in. So the good news is we got lots of information. The bad news is, you know, what kind of, you know, what is the veracity of that information? That's what's coming into question. And I think all this is for a reason. It's all good practice. So that, you know, we become discerning, and that we really know what we believe, don't you think?
Well, yeah, I'm a firm believer that it never hurts to ask a question.
Yeah.
You know, listen to what you hear, and then maybe ask the simple question of, is this true?
Yeah, you can always ask a question unless it happens to be your dad with a belt following some poor judgment call. Probably not a good time to ask questions.
You should ask yourself a question a few hours before when you made the bad call.
You think?
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That is our mission. Yes, a mission from God, I must say, to play our role, to do what it takes in order to get this country back on track. Heavy lifting is required, and all hands on deck are required. This isn't a government of the few. It's a government of the many, many where we can find one. But don't check out, okay? Don't grow weary in doing good. The fight continues, the good fight. Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Dennis Durrell joins us. Good to have him back. A physician, National Medical Director of Acute Services for IPC Healthcare. He is author of Your Healthcare Playbook, Winning the Game of Modern Medicine. That is the mission right now, to get ahead of this thing, even as our politicians are trying to navigate and come up with the right answer for most of us, let's say. Dr. Durrell, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Good to be here, Bill.
Well, congratulations on the book. Boy, such great ideas here. And this is the challenge in dealing with medicine, is there's lots of moving parts here. And because of it, I see where the Senate has really getting bogged down and trying to, you know, take down this whole elephant with one bite. Just in my observation and particularly in reading your book, I think they need to kind of like call the question on these individual components. Agree this is what the new healthcare system is going to look like, that we are going to cover you to year 26. Okay, so we set that aside. Pre-existing, we're going to set that aside. Now let's talk about what are we going to do, with the low-lying fruit of the healthcare problem. Get those issues aside, and then we're going to deal in, you know, particularly getting a little bit deeper in terms of pre-existing, what that looks like as to how much that's going to cost, how it's going to be funded. Medicaid the same way. But, you know, let's get through. But because I think where people are getting lost in the weeds here is that every time you see another senator interview, he has a different idea. And it's all about the process. And I think that we've been beating this thing up long enough that the question needs to be called on some of the issues that they already have a yes on. What do you think?
Oh, I completely agree. And, you know, you laid out some of the key elements that they just have to put in a bucket and decide on and take a strategy. I would also add ways to bring down premiums. Currently, that's a
yes.
problem in insurers on the exchanges. So let's put that in a new bucket.
Mm.
And you've got people like Cruz saying, unless we do more for that, then we're not doing much here as well. And I would say that Rand Paul's in that category. So I would add that in. Mm. Then you have some people concerned about the opioid crisis, specifically about Medicaid. So fine, you can put a group of senators, about two, you know, really Portman and Caputo, you know, And then, you know, you begin to see how the components need to be addressed, and their concerns that are legitimate. So
exactly.
Let's do it. How are we going to handle Medicaid? Are we okay with moving some of them to private subsidized? Are we okay with that? Or do we want to, you know, use the waivers and let people still do Medicaid as they are and keep funding some of that expansion? Could we do both? And if you could actually do both and let states decide, that's a pretty good plan, too, because then in a few years, you know, we're going to really understand which was a better way to go. So I honestly think that that's the way to do this. And when you start breaking up the 10 no's, you're going to see they're going to group up, like I just said. And I think and Collins are probably going to be an ultimate no or Rand. So you'll be to those three. Those three are the ones that you'd have to get over the line.
But if you get, I think that if you get the preponderance of what it is that they want, you know, I think it'll make it, you got to make it difficult for them to say no. And if you're giving them a lot of what they want, and there's a little bit of no here by comparison, in much the same way that Ronald Reagan said in negotiating, he says that you never get 100%, but if I get 80, that's 80 more than what I had going in, right?
Completely. And again, let's this just a little more. Cruz, Lee, and Johnson, in my opinion, they like this idea of Cruz's amendment. They're going to score that for the CBO on Monday. Let's see what that does. If it looks good, they're going to like that. Okay, that is to be able to offer a plan that doesn't have all the bells and whistles of a regular plan, but it's going to be cheaper. So they like that. It's going to bring down premiums. Next thing, are we going to beef up Medicaid or opioids? So you get Caputo, you get Portman, and then possibly Moran, because Moran of Kansas didn't like the way Medicaid was being cut. So if you beef that up a little, you've got those. And like I said, now we're down to Hovind of North Dakota, which I think he would come aboard, but you've got the three, Collins, Heller, and Rand Paul. And if you go a little more towards lowering premiums, I think Rand Paul comes on, you've got your two no's, and that's how it gets through.
On the premium issue, Dennis, what bothers me is the government's trying to dictate to a business, to an industry, what they should charge. This is a little bit of the Nancy Pelosi thing that I catch myself in terms of you got to pass it to find out what's in it. I think some of the dynamic of this is that if you free the market and say, okay, let's go out, you can go across state lines, they know going into this that the mission is they have to lower premiums. They're going to come up with these packages. I believe the insurance companies will do right for the people, and all that the government needs to do is give them some boundaries, give them some field to play with the objective that we're going to reduce premiums, and we're going to give people choice, unlike the one-size-fits-all of Obamacare. And the people will get excited about this, but to sit there and think that Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio or whoever, Mike Lee, are going to sit there and dictate to an industry and all of a sudden put themselves in the capacity of insurance companies, I think it's a big mistake.
Oh, I completely agree. If you create some incentive and you create the free market environment to let them come to the table with some flexibility and some new models of health care and insurance, they're going to innovate, and they will, by competition, bring prices down.
And you don't have to get, you don't have to get into the subsidy game. This whole subsidy game, I mean, a couple $100 billion in subsidies to insurance companies when they've had, you know, even under Obamacare, you know, for the most part, they've had, you know, they're showing some stellar increases here at our expense, you know, at our own ignorance and ridiculousness, because we think we're going to tell them what to do, you know, or the government's going to tell them what to do. Well, they're in the business to make money. Well, they can make money very well, thank you very much, if you open up the market and say, guys, have at it. You know, everybody wants, they're going to negotiate, they're going to see what goes on, just like everything else. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, you know, Dr. Durrell, when we were paying, $3,000-$4,000 for a cell phone? Remember that big block? And what do we have now? I mean, and the power that we have in it. And this is the free market working with a minimal amount of government intrusion. That's the message, I believe, that we need to put out there. And we're going to talk more about that. And I appreciate you coming on. Dr. Dennis Durrell, a physician and national medical director of acute services for IPC Healthcare, author of this book that you need to get your hands on. This will really advance your thinking, like we were talking about earlier. In this information age in which we live in, there is so much information out there that there's really almost, number one, there's no excuse. But number two, you got to know what it is that you really believe in, and this book will help you out. It's the Healthcare Playbook, Winning the Game of Modern Medicine. More from Dr. Dennis Durrell on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction. But what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you as we are every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Dr. Dennis Durrell continues, physician, national medical director of acute services for IPC Healthcare, author of the your healthcare playbook, winning the game of modern medicine. That's what it's all about. And we're talking about the Senate GOP healthcare bill right now. Dennis, lots of confusion regarding Medicaid, as is the case with anything that involves an entitlement. You know, I can just look back and say the Democrats and Barack Obama didn't do us a lot of favors with Medicaid. And it's almost like they just put in another landmine, and it is just complicated the situation all the more. And of course, the media, they understand even less the way they're reporting on it. And it seems to be very, very political and very partisan. Give us the objective perspective that we should hold to regarding Medicaid.
Okay, number one, Medicaid expansion was a flaw in the Affordable Care Act. You took a group of people that could have gotten the subsidies and been in exchanges, and below a certain poverty level, 138%, you put them automatically into Medicaid. That was a problem. Why didn't you offer that to everyone down to zero level of poverty and let them take the regular plan? So once you did that, you solidified them into Medicaid. Medicaid has a lot of issues for access, and you gave them an insurance card, but not necessarily a way to get health care. So that was the problem, number one. Number two, there's a myth that we're cutting too much out of Medicaid in this bill. Well, what have states done? New York State just cut $30 billion out of their own Medicaid. And Oregon has done the same through using innovative plans and by bringing people together. So the idea that nobody's cutting or capping Medicaid, states are doing that today, which and I believe that that's simply in this bill. Mm-hmm. And so I think that if we think about Medicaid as being for the very needy, the disabled and the people, the children, and for people that are not in long-term care, older patients, let's put that for Medicaid, and expansion should be in this new value-based world, as I've talked about in the exchanges. And I think the Affordable Care Act really mixed these two things up, and it shouldn't have been, and we need to roll that back.
Mm-hmm. It seemed like what they did was it required more thinking and more discussion. It was almost like that was an easy thing to do, and they moved on too quickly on the issue of Medicaid expansion.
If you ask the people that did it, if you ask them, they say, well, we've thought about doing it another way, but it was the cheapest alternative. Well, that's not good, because by choosing Medicaid expansion, what they did was, of course, John Roberts then ruled states had the choice to do it or not. It set up this weird thing. If you're in a state that didn't expand Medicaid and you're below 100% of federal poverty because of the Affordable Care Act, you can't get Medicaid and you can't get a subsidy. That's the group of 3 million that no one's talking about today that got locked out. Now, they would say that's because the governor didn't expand. I would say that's some of it. The other part is by using Medicaid as a major part of the Affordable Care Act, and that was a flaw in its design.
Well, and the other thing that we go back to, and I remind our audience this often, Dennis, is that what was the original intent of the Affordable Care Act? If it was truly about delivering world-class health care that was commensurate with the standards of America, that would have been a different type of program. But clearly, what Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and the Democrats wanted to do was they wanted to control America with a single-payer system. That's really where, and they felt like, look, if we can't get that today, we will get it tomorrow because we have enough landmines here, because they knew going into this that they were opening up a humongous entitlement program. And the Republicans, though they were up and down and yelling and screaming about it, I still indict them to say they didn't do enough to stop this and to really call the question on it and to really put, yes, ultimately the Democrats paid a big price for this, but look at what we have today.
Yes, I think that the key element here is that you expanded something that could have been taken care of in a better, in my view, and a less expensive way. And it was an agenda to expand Medicaid because Medicaid is government supported health insurance. And the more that you do that, then you're going towards a government system. And that's why when you look at academic papers today about how great Medicaid is, if you really dig into them, there's quite a few flaws. But everyone has to defend that because that is defending government health care and, by the way, defending the Affordable Care Act. And you can't say something bad about Medicaid. But I'm going to say it because doctors know ask them the care that some patients get. And by the way, it's not very good. Mm-hmm. And we need to say they deserve better than that, in my opinion.
Exactly. Well, and I would think that at the top level, Dennis, most doctors would say the same thing. But then you have to deal with the reality of Medicaid, the compensation, the reward of dealing, you know, with Medicaid patients. And if you're overwhelmed, if your office is overwhelmed, and then let's not even talk about the payment process that doctors have to jump through in order to, you know, get the money that they've earned in delivering health care to a Medicaid patient.
Oh, completely. It's a very difficult system. But if you read the academic papers, they say, oh, access isn't a problem for Medicaid. Well, it clearly is, because yeah. doctors are paid almost a third of what Medicare pays. And so I don't completely blame physicians. I just blame physicians that are coming out and saying they're aghast at these cuts to Medicaid, and then they don't take Medicaid themselves. Those physicians I'm going to call out, and that's yes. where I sit on this. Don't say that you think the Senate bill is so bad because it's cutting so much out of Medicaid, and I ask you how many Medicaid patients you have. Well, I don't take Medicaid. That's really where I stand on this. But I don't blame physicians. You know, they're getting paid really a third of Medicare, and it's hard to keep a practice open.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, to me, that's the same argument that people want to complain about, you know, the President of the United States or their leadership politically, and they don't vote. You know, if you don't have skin in the game, then, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you've disqualified yourself. I really don't. I don't want to give you much place. You know, get involved in not only the conversation, but get involved in the process. And then you've got standing, you know, and let's work this out. But so there is a lot of, a lot of misrepresentation about what Medicaid is, what it isn't. Of course, the people on the left, again, this is what is so galling to me. You know, we're trying to stay down the middle and get solutions here, Dennis. And then you got all these people on the sidelines just sticking a stick in your spokes as you're riding down the road here looking for answers. And they just keep coming up with problems and they misrepresent things. Oh, we can't do this because, you know, we're helping the rich. And, well, wait a minute. Sometimes when we help the rich, we help the poor too, because they kind of sometimes go hand in hand, don't they?
I completely agree. And I also believe that some of the tax cuts, so basically they're saying, the left is saying, you're doing tax cuts to take away and killing people on the, you know, that won't buy Medicaid in the future. I would say this, the tax cuts have a purpose. They're rolling back tax increases. Let's first say that. Mm-hmm. Secondly, number two, some of these taxes that are on the pharma companies and on device companies and insurance companies, I would say this, we're going to cut the tax, but we're going to get some of it back if you don't perform, and we'll create a value-based system like we have for hospitals getting paid and doctors. So I would put in a value-based system for them to perform and to do well with some pricing and other things for us and performance as health plans, and then they'll win some of that. We'll win some of that tax pack. So I would do a plan like that, and I'd propose that, and I think they're looking at that.
How can we, the people, take charge here, Dennis? I know that's the reason you wrote your book, your healthcare playbook. How can we take charge instead of being the effect right now of this, this dying ACA, the Affordable Care Act that is before us, and this bucket of gum that our political operatives are stuck in?
Well, my feeling is this. If you can get an HSA, get an HSA, health savings account.
Right.
Get some money in that. Look at how much you spend and get the right plan. And then if you can put money aside, go ahead and see if you can use some of that cash to get into a direct primary care practice where
yes.
you pay a little bit a month to go see a doctor for most of your needs, and then you'll have a catastrophic plan backing you up should you have to go in the hospital. If you can start to take control of more of your healthcare dollar that way, you'll protect yourself from all these machinations of the system and the social engineers, as you said.
Right, and they can do that right. And they can do that right now, right, Dennis?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, Dennis, we're out of time. Look forward to having you back, Dr. Dennis Durrell on Bill Martinez Live.
This is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. According to a Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans plan to travel for business or pleasure this summer. Happiness expert Sean Acor explains how with smart planning and the right destination, you can maximize the joy of your summer travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Everyone has their favorite summer memory, that family trip to the beach or a visit to a ballpark. The memories we make through travel inspire and rejuvenate us for months and even years. And whether your destination is Michigan or Madagascar, with the right planning and the right mindset, happiness is possible wherever and whenever you decide to go. A huge part of planning your travel is to make sure that you have the right rewards credit cards so you're not restricted where and when you can travel. With my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, I can earn an unlimited 1.5 points on every dollar I spend, and I'm not limited with blackout dates or restrictions. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
No matter what comes my way, I'll let my life radiate your light now, always.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, on this network of over 280 affiliates across this country and markets and that, of course, around the world via shortwave as well. Great to have you along with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Again, I thank Dr. Dennis Durrell for coming on, author of the book, Your Healthcare Playbook, Winning the Game of Modern Medicine. Let me tell you, if you are waiting for the politicians to come up with the answer, again, I remind you of what our Constitution and our Founding Fathers said. It's about self-responsibility. It's a government of, for, by, we the people. It is not a government of the Ted Cruz's of the world, the Donald Trump's, Hillary Clinton's. It's us. It's our responsibility. I mean, clearly, this thing is all mired up, and if you're waiting for them to deliver. Now, I understand, 100% of this country, it's going to be tough for everybody to make individual choices. But there are many of you right now that are in that position to make an individual choice. And you can do that right now, as Dennis said. You don't have to wait for them to argue this thing through. They're all mired trying to figure out, you know, what sector of their voting electorate they're going to satisfy and, you know, maintain some sort of integrity on their, their political positions. That's all fine and well. But, you know, if you're waiting on some dictate out of the Beltway, well, good luck. I mean, it's not happening. It's all bogged down. Take your medical care into your own hands. If you can set up a health savings account, go ahead and do that. You know me. We've talked about this many times. I'm a direct pay kind of guy. I've been doing this for years, even before it was fashionable to do this. But anyway, we'll talk more about it. But our next guests are here, and we're going to be talking about cancer, about bringing more bright ideas to cancer care. And the Astellas Oncology C3 Prize, it returns for a second year to inspire and support innovative ideas. Now, by 2030, one study estimates that the global cancer burden is expected to grow to 20.3 million cancer cases. Now, despite significant advances in the treatment of cancer, patients and caregivers still face significant obstacles to receiving or providing optimal care. Now, cancer is a global challenge, truly. But the effects of it are intensely personal. Take it for someone who has survived cancer. Now in its second year, the C3 Prize is designed to support bright ideas and potential solutions from anyone who's been affected by cancer. More specifically, the C3 Prize seeks submissions in areas where patients living with cancer and the cancer community face daily challenges such as navigating the healthcare system, adhering to complex medical care requirements, coordinating care, surviving life post-treatment. Nearly anyone with a tangible idea to improve cancer care is welcome to apply. Entrants do not need to have an established business or finished product. Full terms and conditions, including eligibility, can be found at c3prize.com. And here to tell us more about it is Diane Ajoris. She's the co-founder of OnComfort, a health tech company that uses virtual reality systems to help patients by providing anxiety and pain self-management tools. And Mark Reisenauer is Senior Vice President, Oncology Business Unit of Astellas. Diane and Mark, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. We're well.
I'm fine. Thank you for having us.
Well, good to have you here. Diane, we'll start with you. Tell us about the C3 Prize Challenge. I gave a little bit of insight to it, but I want your perspective on this.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, the C3 Prize has been created for the first time last year by Astellas Oncology to really get a good view about all the initiatives and all the ideas all around the world about non-medical approaches to treatment. And as you said, cancer treatment has huge daily challenges. And it's not only during your treatment, but as you said at the beginning, it's life, also life after the treatment with the side effects, the psychological burden, the anxiety you have for cancer recurring. So it's a whole journey which has a medical aspect, but has a whole other aspect, which is about logistics, which is about emotional balance, which is about your quality of life, emotional and physical quality of life. And this is why the C3 Prize and Astellas Oncology make the difference. They ask entrepreneurs or people or medical people from all over the world to share their ideas on how to change cancer care, how to improve the quality of life of patients and caregivers throughout a cancer journey.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mark, what I like about this program is it is holistic. People love to share. Not everybody, but most people love to share. And in that process of sharing, it can be quite healing for them, can it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it was interesting when we looked at the submissions that we received last year. Mm-hmm. We had many more submissions than we thought we would. We had over 100 submissions from 15 different countries.
Oh.
And the quality of these ideas, and some of them were very simple, some were pretty complex, but the overall quality was outstanding. And it was really easy to see the impact that each and every idea could have on cancer care. And I think that's what made it rewarding. And I know it was very helpful for those submitting. And hopefully there are many who will benefit from their ideas in the future.
Exactly. Well, we know the power of networking. And in this particular case, this is being used in a very positive way. Diane, let's talk about the prizes. You're the big winner here. But what are the prizes for the winners of the C3 Prize?
So the prize for the winners, the grand prize winner, will have a $50,000 grant and a full-year membership to MATTER, which is a Chicago-based healthcare innovation community. And they will have also a business discussion with Robert Hedjavac, who is one of the sharks of Shark Tank.
Oh, wow.
Who you probably know. Mm-hmm. And then there will be four runner-ups who will be able to have a $12,500 grant and also a 1-year membership to MATTER. So this is not only a full-blown help. It's not only financial help, but also to receive the help from mother and from a lot of amazing advisors and experts in the medical field, in the startup field, can really be a life changer for a new company or a new idea coming to see the light.
Well, Mark, as you mentioned, in the first year you were surprised, and that was my question, was were you surprised at the response? And now we're here in the second year, and this is starting to snowball in a very positive way that really I think is pretty exciting. You know, when you look down the way here and you think, oh, gosh, what's this going to look like 5-10 years down the road?
Absolutely. It really has surpassed our expectations. And the genesis of the program going back over a year ago was really twofold. One was, as a company, Astellas Oncology has a mission of enabling cancer patients to focus on living, mm-hmm. And we wanted to realize that mission somehow. The second genesis of the program was my own personal experience as a caregiver for my father, who recently passed away from head and neck cancer. And I, in my support of my father, I got to experience firsthand a lot of the challenges that you mentioned earlier on with navigating the healthcare system and coordinating care. And we thought the best way to address this unmet need was to hold an innovation challenge and really go to the source to get the best solutions, because as good as we are at trying to be patient focused, I think the best ideas really do come from the patients or those who care and love them.
You know, without a doubt. Well, Diane and Mark, we got to wrap this up. We've got about 30 seconds left. We've got 2017 C3 prize coming up. Diane, when is the deadline?
21st of August.
Okay. So just around the corner. And Mark, where can people go for more information?
Yes, they can go to c3prize.com. It's the letter C, number 3prize.com.
Well, Diane Joris, 2016 grand prize winner of the Astellas Oncology C3 Prize, co-founder of OnComfort, and Mark Reisenauer, cancer caregiver, senior vice president of oncology with Astellas. Mark, Diane, thank you so much for being with us. Good stuff here. And get involved. This, like I said, it could be rather holistic and healing for all concerned. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Leading into the busy summer travel season, Bank of America, in partnership with Condé Nast Traveler, created the Joy Index to explore the connection between happiness and travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Science shows that traveling makes us happy. Different cultures, new adventures, and relaxation. I found that these things in my research drastically improve our happiness and energy. We explored the unique factors that make a trip memorable to create the Joy Index, a list of 10 most joyous destinations. And based on all this work, we curated specific must-dos for each destination that are all eligible purchases for redemption on the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card points to offset their costs. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime, making your next memorable experience closer than you think.
For more information, visit cntraveler.com/joyindex.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Good to have you along with us. A lot of good stuff today, you know. Cheryl Atkinson, a great interview. You missed it. Don't forget, later on, you can download the podcast, listen to it at your own convenience at GCN Live, just look for Bill Martinez Live, and download that. The information from Dr. Dennis Durrell on healthcare and what the Senate is doing and clarifying a lot of this, false information that's going out there. It's so political, so biased and partisan. It's unfortunate because if there's ever a time where we need some clarity on these important issues, it is now, and not have it get all mired up just for, you know, political causation and advantage here. We're the ones that are suffering, you know, the people in the Beltway, you know, all the Democrats, all the things, they still have their health care. You know, there's no big sweat on them. It's us. We're the ones that are sitting here. And I would say that, listen to what Dr. Durrell had to say at the end there. Hey, it's up to you. I mean, you go make it happen for yourself right now. Don't wait on all this bickering and everything like that. Be proactive. Set up your own HSA account. You don't need the government to tell you to do that. You can do that yourself. Go ahead, and if you got a direct pay model in your neighborhood, by all means, get engaged. We have to have Josh Umber back on, Scott, too. Dr. Josh Umber with Atlas MD. He has just done a stellar job with direct pay models. So look at healthcare is in your own hands. Go make it work. You are free. You are now free to get these choices. You don't have to worry about Obamacare and all the stifling regulations here that have choked us down. Go ahead and make moves and do something that's right for yourself and your own family that truly delivers exceptional health care. Why not? It is available. It is time for the Good News Girl. Yes, Samantha Mills Mao is with us. She is in the casa to talk about these viral videos that she has searched all the highways and byways. Hey, Miss Sam, how are we doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing this
morning? Hey, I'm doing terrific here. We're in the midst of summer. I'm here on the East Coast with all the bugs, the no-see-ums, the mosquitoes. I'm loving these guys. Let me tell you, I'm just loving them.
I know they're loving you, too. I know they're
Well, they love Mexican meat. I'm telling you, I no matter what I do, I mean, I'm almost going to walk out just being a bubble or something. You know, it's just amazing how they find, you know, they just find whatever little bit of skin they can land on. They get it and chew me up here. It's all kinds of fun. Hey, the first story that you got to talk about really touched me. You got a guy proposing to his girlfriend and her sister, and the sister has Down syndrome. Oh, what a sweet story. Tell us about this.
You know, you hear about a lot of proposals, but this one I thought was especially sweet. You know, every proposal is beautiful in its own way. But, you know, these two sisters from, it's actually from Santa Claus, Indiana, Ashley Scoss and her sister Hannah, they've always been basically a package deal since Hannah was born. You know, as you said, Hannah has Down syndrome and diabetes, and she said she's a package deal. And so when Ashley met her now fiancé, Will Seaton, back in 2010, she introduced him to her sister, and she said, you know, we're a package deal. If you want to be with me, you have to accept that she's going to be a big part of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And she said from day one that Will did, and, you know, they're about to get married in October of this year, but what's really beautiful and what's going viral recently is the proposal from March of 2016. He got down on one knee and he proposed to Ashley, and then he turned around and proposed to Hannah, and he asked her if she'd be his best friend for the rest of his life.
Mm.
And it's an absolutely beautiful and sweet gesture, and, I mean, you always want, you know, your fiancé and your husband to or your wife, or as
yes,
the case
right.
may be, to love your family like you do. And I think that this is why it's touching so many lives and taken off and become viral.
Yeah, my family will be as your family. Wow, very, very
That's
touching.
Right.
Yeah, bring tissues, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go on to this next one. A cop responds to complaints over a slip and slide. He goes, hey, I'm joining in. You guys can't have all the fun, right? And I'm sure Miss Gladys across the street is looking through the window going, oh, George, he's slipping and sliding with that kid now.
I know. You wonder what the neighbors thought when they had called the cops. They called originally. This is in Asheville, North Carolina, my home state, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I don't know if everybody knows, but Asheville's kind of like right in, like at the beginning of the mountains. So they had a slip and slide in the streets that you could get on, you know, just on the side of the road where you could ride down.
Right on the side of the road? Right on the side of the road?
It looks like it's like in a neighborhood, you know, and it's on the side of the road, and it looks like a blast. And the neighbors called because it was a little bit in the way of the street. And when the cops got there, instead of stopping it, they decided to jump on in uniform and slide down the slip and slide. And it's gone viral. People across the country absolutely went wild for this. And I think that it's given a lot of people good ideas for what to do in this hot weather as well.
There's a lot more to this idea of protecting and serving. You know, what a great way to serve than join in and be a part of the fun. Why not, huh?
That's right.
Gosh.
I love it.
I got to imagine people that have seen this, this has really changed their attitude about the men and women in blue and how they serve our communities like this. So, well, that's good for them. A puppy abandoned at a Vegas. Oh gosh, this is abandoned at a Vegas airport with a devastating note. Gets tons of adoption offers. Tell us about this.
So this story is really, you know, it has a happy ending. So I think that, you know, it definitely qualifies.
No puppy was injured during this story. Okay. Yes.
Well, what actually happened was. Chewy, he's a little Chihuahua mix, and he was found at McCarran Airport in the bathroom with a note attached to him. And what happened was his owner was no longer able to keep him because she was fleeing a violent relationship, and she couldn't afford to take him on the flight. But she didn't, you know, she didn't want to abandon him and leave him there because the puppy had been hurt by the significant other, so she attached a note to him and. So of course Chewy ended up with lots of offers. He's an absolutely gorgeous little puppy, and I think it kind of highlighted a problem that a lot of people experiencing domestic violence face. You know, you think you can leave, and when you go to a shelter, many shelters don't offer a place for your pets to go. And for a lot of people, pets are, you know, like members of their family. It's, you can't imagine leaving something innocent.
Well, you imagine the kind of comfort Chewy must have given her through the ordeal, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, she, like, a lot of people are like, why didn't she stop at a shelter or something like that? But she made sure that he was in a place that he would be found with an explanation. And You know, you hope that anybody in that situation would do the same thing. And you know, he's had so many offers, and actually they've used it as an opportunity to get more pets at the shelter he's at adopted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think it's a really great idea for shelters. You know, there is actually a shelter that was built especially for people going through the same thing as Chewy's owner was going through. And what they do is they will take care of your pets until you're able to take them back again.
Yeah, that's great.
So maybe that's a good idea for more people to be able to have that option across the country. It might help people everywhere that maybe were stuck in a situation that, you know, that they would be able to get out of if they felt like they have a safe place to take one of these members of their family. So.
Yeah, and this cute little puppy, Chewy. No wonder he got tons of adoption offers now. So.
Yeah, I have four already, and I was thinking about trying to adopt him myself.
Yeah, God save Chewy, all right? Chewy lives matter here, okay? All right, let's talk about this one gentleman who has dedicated his life. I mean, you love this when people go to and there are many stories in this naked city of ours like this, but this one we're going to highlight right now. A gentleman has dedicated his life to housing terminally ill children. What a wonderful story, a wonderful man, too.
Oh, my gosh. This story, it's really hard to watch him explain. This is Mohammed Bazik, and he's been adopting terminally ill children for the past 2 decades in Los Angeles County. And so far, he's buried about 10 children. But, you know, he makes the point that maybe, you know, he's looking out for these children that many people don't even, you know, think about, the foster children that are out there that are, you know, they'll either be in the hospitals or in a care facility, and they're not getting that attention because, you know, they're sick and people don't want to go, you know, like the idea of adopting a child and watching them go through such pain is very terrible for these people. But these children need somebody, and Muhammad has stepped up. And then actually somebody started a GoFundraiser for him, and it ended up raising $500,000. Their goal was $100,000, and it was started by Margaret Cotts, and they ended up raising $500,000. So what he does,
wow,
is he takes these children. And he loves them. He says he talks to them even if they can't hear, even if they can't see. He just hugs them and loves them and makes sure that they have someone there with them and caring. And they don't have to worry about, you know, are they going to be taken away again? Are they going to the next place? It's just they have a home where they're loved. And, you know, God bless this wonderful man. I can't imagine what kind of special person it would take. And hopefully he'll inspire others to do the same so that these children have the love and companionship that
you know, this really encourages you because this comes from, these are our people, you know,
right.
This is somebody, you know, this is a citizen of our country, and this is the kind of thing that America breeds, you know, so this ought to be real encouraging. I like this next story too, because we are in baseball season after all, and you got this little leaguer with one hand hits a home run. I mean, this is shades and memories for me, you know, when I was in Southern California, Jim Abbott, the professional baseball player, pitcher, one hand, and even played golf. I played in a little golf thing. He was on the other team, didn't play against him. He's a good golfer as well. But anyway, tell us about this little leaguer.
Keenan Briggs is 11 years old, and apparently he's always been a talented contact hitter, but he hit it out of the park in Kentucky recently.
Wow.
And the fans just went wild. They have a video recording it. You would never even notice that he just had one hand if you weren't paying close attention. And I think he might have a little bit of a career ahead of him. You know? Like, he's hitting it better than 99% of the people out there. So
yeah. What's his name again?
Keenan Briggs.
Keenan, touch them all, buddy, with one hand. You're awesome, dude.
Human Street determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's a no-brainer.